From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to come back with large excerpts of Ron Paul's speech and then my brief commentary as we go out to break each time. And undoubtedly, guys, we haven't gotten a rebroadcast ready yet for Thanksgiving, but I think we should air the whole thing uninterrupted, maybe even commercial-free. I don't know if stations can do that. But I'm going to air a large part of it coming up with my commentary. Let me just say this, though, in closing on the whole Israel situation, because it's very complex. Israel is not one group of people. Israel is a very diverse group of people. Whether they're Ashkenazi, and there's many different groups there, or whether they're Sephardic Jews, Mediterranean Jews, North African Jews, who genetically many of them are identical to the Arabs, there are subgroups within them all. And there's at least four different types of Zionism. So people, you know, over the years say, do you support Israel or not support Israel? And my issue is, that's like saying, why don't you like Barack Obama? Is it because you're a racist? It's just so dumbed down. Israel has been set up. Okay, that's the issue. And why was it set up? It was not set up to give the Jewish people a homeland. It was set up to be an aircraft carrier in the Middle East. I mean, you'd be a liar if you didn't say that. And then it's a set piece to play off the different governments. And if you look at Egypt, I mean, why did our government put the radicals in there? See, people go, well, that's Obama. He's a Muslim. Oh, yeah, right. He's CIA, folks. It's because they want to get a clash of civilizations going between the two sides. And you're like, yeah, but choose a side. It's like telling me choose a side, Republican or Democrat. And I'm like, don't you understand? From different perspectives, it looks like one side or the other's right. But do you get that the grand game is about playing them off against each other? And they're like, but pick the Cowboys or the Redskins. And I'm like, listen, it's... Do you understand? The whole thing is rigged. And until you de-emotionalize it and pull back and look at it, you're not going to go anywhere. You know, whenever I have researchers on them, and it was in congressional hearings, that our government funded the Nazis along with the British government, people are like, oh, yeah, the Nazis are going to get me, Alex. We're sick of hearing that. No, it's our government funded the communists. It funded the fascists. It funded the radical Muslims, because our government is the globalist government. It's the banksters. See, they're funding groups for the clash. They're playing the groups off against each other. The globalists are eugenicists. They are Luciferian Satanists. And you can go research the Rothschilds early on were involved funding Hitler. But some of the Rothschilds didn't escape France and got killed by the Nazis. That's on record. So these people conjure whatever is evil. And hey, if they think Hitler's taking over, they do business with them. If they think Lenin's taking over, they finance them, you know, to do it. It's the same thing. They just fund everything. They're pure opportunists. And I see the people that just absolutely hate Israel. It's their whole world. They have no intellectual acumen. They have no depth politically. They just say, oh, you're either want to destroy Israel or you're bad. And I'm like, destroy Israel? No one's destroying Israel. They've got 800 nuclear weapons, probably. Conservatively, 400. Most estimates are over 800. Submarines, high-tech cruise missiles, ICBMs, that's intercontinental ballistic missile, with MIRV, reentry devices. You know what that is? Better look it up. So Israel's not going anywhere. And again, ladies and gentlemen, if Egypt or if Jordan, or if Syria, or if Lebanon didn't want to use those Palestinians as political set pieces, they would let them into their countries. You know, those Palestinians want to get out. They won't let them either. They won't let them either, because it's all this political football that they use. I don't like what Israel's doing. I don't like carpet bombing of civilians. I didn't like it when our government did it in other cases, and I think it's terrible. And long-term, well, I mean, the globalists did eugenics experiments against 100,000 Jewish kids in Israel.
millions of people.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to get to most of Ron Paul's 40-plus minute speech he gave. What on Tuesday, his farewell address that has made headlines across the world. It's up on the Drudge Report for an unprecedented, I think, 5 days. Never seen that before. So really tells it like it is about our criminal government. We're going to play large excerpts of that here in just a moment. Of course, Ron Paul was on with us last week. He'll be on with us very soon again. And I've been talking to his crew about moves to get the states to checkmate the federal government that's been hijacked by the globalist, whether you call it secession, whether you call it a new declaration of independence, whatever you want to call it, we've got to get serious with this out-of-control federal government run by foreign banks trying to wreck us. Now, in closing, on the subject of Israel, Hamas, Hezbollah, Gaza to the southwest, Lebanon to the north, Syria, Israel's now exchanging fire with Syria, Turkey's firing into Syria. Our government's put al-Qaeda in Syria to attack Syria. I mean, this is just absolutely off the charts. The UN was set to recognize the Palestinian state next week. Whether you're for the Palestinian state or against it, there's been rockets firing into Israel for a long time, and Israel bombs them with high-tech weapons. It's terrible. I pray for both sides. I want this to end. I want peace. And a lot of people on both sides want that as well. Okay, I'm neutral in this, in that I understand there's a lot of factions involved. It's complex. But nobody likes watching a high-tech military bomb people basically in a giant concentration camp. Because the Egyptians, run by the Muslim Brotherhood, that our government put in power with al-Qaeda, that our government's putting in all these countries, they won't let the Palestinians go into Egypt. The Jordanians won't take them. I've already talked about that. The Syrians won't take them. The Lebanese won't take them. So they're all just fenced in. The Israelis won't take them. They're all fenced in, living in the Dark Ages. And they've got a top Israeli general saying in the news here, we're going to bring you back to the Stone Age. So you got them firing 100 rockets a day, 100 the day before. It's about 100 rockets a day being fired into Israel. And you've got Israel bombing all over the place there as well, massing a giant ground invasion. Why would our government, NATO, fund radical Muslims to be in charge of all these countries to then tell the Gazans, hey, start a war, we'll be behind you? Because the globalists are financing Israel and the radical Muslims, and they want to get a war going as a political distraction, as Mark Faber and a bunch of other top broker firms, people that really know what's going on, are saying this is a war to distract people from what's happening economically. And so that's what's happening. Every major war, all the different sides get financed by the same people who sit back and get rich off of it. And it's despicable, and it's terrible. And then they can use the al-Qaeda threat that our criminal government runs. You can't criticize me for saying 9/11 was an inside job because the hijackers were trained at U.S. military bases. That's mainstream news. Just type in hijackers trained at U.S. military bases. You had the heads of different bases go, yeah, these guys were trained in our classes. I don't know what's going on, but our government was involved. Yes, they were involved. Criminal elements in the government, bare minimum, let those guys do that, and they were double agents. But the truth is there's criminal elements that just used those guys as decoys that day. And those planes were remote control. But that's a whole other issue. I've made five films on the subject, and I'm the guy that started the 9/11 truth movement. The point is now it's admitted our government has put al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria and is using them against Iran, the Shiite, while saying we should give our rights up because Al-Qaeda is hiding under our bed. All right, enough from me. We're going to break here in about 6 minutes, but I'm going to start this now. Please listen to everything he's saying and write it down. And the transcript is up at InfoWars.com. This is Ron Paul's Farewell to Congress speech transcript. And it's extremely powerful. And it breaks down the long laundry list of crimes and corruption and immorality that has led us to the sorry state we're in today. And the government is a reflection of us. Even if most of the blame goes on the globalist, we wouldn't have gotten to this point if we would have been involved and engaged. As Churchill once said, a lot of people won't fight when they have a good chance of winning and defeating the tyranny. And still, a lot of people won't get involved or fight when they have a moderate chance. Or even, as things get worse and worse, a really, slim chance. But it always gets down to the fact you go ahead and fight when you have almost no chance. Because it's better to die on your feet than on your knees. And, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to admit we've gone under tyranny, and it's now trying to take everything over. It's time to wake up to this and realize that none of the decadence on television is going to fulfill you. Only the truth is. All right, here's the start of Ron Paul's speech. We'll go to break and come back with more of it. I think this is important enough to air large segments of it. Here it is.
I thank you, Mr. Speaker. I ask unanimous consent to revise and extend my remarks.
Without objection, so ordered.
Mr. Speaker, this may be the last time I speak on the House floor. At the end of the year, I'll leave Congress after 23 years in office over a 36-year period. My goals in 1976 were the same as they are today: promote peace and prosperity by a strict adherence to the principles of individual liberty. It was my opinion that the course of the U.S. embarked on in the latter part of the 20th century would bring us a major financial crisis and engulf us in a foreign policy that would overextend us and undermine our national security. To achieve these goals, I sought, the government would have had to shrink in size and scope, reduce spending, change the monetary system, and reject the unsustainable cost of policing the world and expanding the American empire. The problem seemed to be overwhelming and impossible to solve, yet from my viewpoint, just following the constraints placed on the federal government by the Constitution would have been a good place to start. Just how much did I accomplish? In many ways, according to conventional wisdom, my off-and-on career in Congress from 1976 to 2012 accomplished very little. No name legislation, no name federal buildings or highways, thank goodness. In spite of my efforts, the government has grown exponentially, taxes remain excessive, and the prolific increase of incomprehensible regulations continues. Wars are constant and pursued without congressional declaration. Deficits rise to the sky. Poverty is rampant, and dependency on the federal government is now worse than any time in our history. All this with minimal concerns for the deficits and unfunded liabilities that common sense tells us cannot go on much longer. A grand but never mentioned bipartisan agreement allows for the well-kept secret that keeps the spending going. One side doesn't give up one penny on military spending. The other side doesn't give up one penny on welfare spending, while both sides support the bailouts and the subsidies for the banking and the corporate elite. And the spending continues as the economy weakens and the downward spiral continues. As the government continues fiddling around, our liberties and our wealth burn in the flames of a foreign policy that makes us less safe. The major stumbling block to real change in Washington is the total resistance to admitting that the country is broke. This has made compromising just to agree to increase spending inevitable, since neither side has any intention on cutting spending. The country and the Congress will remain divisive, since there's no loot left to divvy up. Without this recognition, the spenders in Washington will continue to march toward a fiscal cliff much bigger than the one anticipated this coming January. I've thought a lot about why those of us who believe in liberty as a solution have done so poorly in convincing others of its benefits. If liberty is what we claim it is, the principle that protects all personal, social, and economic decisions necessary for maximum prosperity and the best chance for peace, it should be an easy sell. Yet history has shown that the masses have been quite receptive to the promises of authoritarians, which are rarely, if ever, fulfilled. Should we have authoritarianism or liberty? If authoritarianism leads to poverty and war and less freedom for all individuals and is controlled by rich special interests, the people should be begging for liberty. There certainly was a strong enough sentiment for more freedom at the time of our founding.
All right, let's stop there. Now, he explains and gives the numbers how mega banks get almost all the money and then give a tiny bit to the welfare recipients. He explains how it's the ultra-rich that are anti-free market against those of us that actually produce. The age of redistribution coming up. The only point that I would disagree with him on is one small point. I'll talk about that when we come back.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
And time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous Four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Right now, it's the heart of the globalist F1 with all their hookers and crime syndicates flying helicopters around till 4 a.m. in the morning. I actually looked it up. They fly them to restaurants and things. Unbelievable. All taxpayer paid for the stupid event. Unbelievable. That's globalism for you. The ultra-rich love big government because it takes your money. And as long as they give a few pennies on every dollar to the welfare queens, they'll pull the lever to take everything you got. Now, getting back to Ron Paul, he's about to break that down. Did you back it up about 10 seconds? Fantastic. Ron Paul's farewell speech, and again, he's going to be back on with us soon. He was on with us last week. Here's the deal. He says the American Empire, and technically, yes, it's the U.S., it's the American Empire. But the globalists brag how we're paying for it. We're getting the blame for the 160 countries we're in, all the wars, and our boys die. We pay for it. But we don't get the oil. All we get is the hatred. Oh, yeah, we don't get the Iraqi oil. We paid to take Iraq over, so Europe got it. It's the same thing. It'd be one thing if we were a corrupt, evil empire, but we actually got some of it, like the British Empire. No. You just pay for megabanks to have a government and an army to enforce what they want to do. So it's the globalist empire, and America is like a Hessian province, like Germany had a province that produced mercenaries. That's what the U.S. is. We're the testing ground for the Hollywood brainwashing and all of it. Let's go ahead and go back to Congressman Ron Paul and his historic speech where he gets into the age of redistribution, authoritarianism versus liberty. Here it is.
Authoritarianism or liberty. If authoritarianism leads to poverty and war and less freedom for all individuals and is controlled by rich special interests, the people should be begging for liberty. There certainly was a strong enough sentiment for more freedom at the time of our founding that motivated those who were willing to fight in the revolution against the powerful British government. During my time in Congress, the appetite for liberty has been quite weak. The understanding of its significance, negligible. Yet the good news is that compared to 1976, when I first came to Congress, the desire for more freedom and less government in 2012 is much greater and growing, especially in grassroots America. Tens of thousands of teenagers and college-age students are, with great enthusiasm, welcoming the message of liberty. I have a few thoughts as to why the people of a country like ours, once the freest and most prosperous, allowed the conditions to deteriorate to the degree that they have. Freedom, private property, and enforceable voluntary contracts generate wealth. In our early history, we were very much aware of this. But in the early part of the 20th century, our politicians promoted the notion that the tax and monetary system had to change. If we were to involve ourselves in excessive domestic and military spending, that is why Congress gave us the Federal Reserve and the income tax. The majority of Americans and many government officials agreed that sacrificing some liberty was necessary to carry out what some claim to be progressive ideas. Pure democracy became acceptable. They failed to recognize that what they were doing was exactly opposite of what the colonists were seeking when they broke away from the British. Some complain that my arguments make no sense, since great wealth and the standard of living improved for many Americans over the last 100 years, even with these new policies. But the damage to the market economy and the currency has been insidious and steady. It took a long time to consume our wealth, destroy the currency, and undermine productivity, and get our financial obligations to a point of no return. Confidence sometimes lasts longer than deserved. Most of our wealth today depends on debt. The wealth that we enjoyed and seemed to be endless allowed concern for the principle of a free society to be neglected. As long as most people believed the material abundance would last forever, worrying about protecting a competitive, productive economy and individual liberty seemed unnecessary. The age of redistribution. This neglect ushered in an age of redistribution of wealth by government, kowtowing to any and all special interests, except for those who just wanted to be left alone. That is why today, money in politics far surpasses money currently going into research and development and productive entrepreneurial efforts. The material benefits became more important than the understanding and promoting the principles of liberty and a free market. It is good that material abundance is a result of liberty, but materialism is all that we care. If materialism is all that we care about, problems are guaranteed. The crisis arrived because the illusion that wealth and prosperity would last forever has ended. Since it was based on debt and a pretense that debt can be papered over by an out-of-control fiat monetary system, it was doomed to fail. We have ended up with a system that doesn't produce enough even to finance the debt, and no fundamental understanding of why a free society is crucial to reversing these trends. If this is not recognized, the recovery will linger for a long time. Bigger government, more spending, more debt, more poverty for the middle class, and a more intense scramble by the elite special interests will continue. We need an intellectual awakening. Without an intellectual awakening, the turning point will be driven by economic law.
Yeah, like the Formula One
scum. The dollar prices will bring the current out-of-control system to its knees. If it's not accepted that big government, fiat money, ignoring liberty, central economic planning, welfareism, and warfareism caused our crisis, we can expect a continuous and dangerous march toward corporatism and even fascism, with even more loss of our liberties. Prosperity for a large middle class, though, will become an abstract dream. This continuous move is no different than what we have seen in how our financial crisis of 2008 was handled. Congress first directed, with bipartisan support, bailouts for the wealthy. Then it was the Federal Reserve with its endless quantitative easing. If at first it doesn't succeed, try again. QE1, QE2, QE3, and with no results, we try QE indefinitely. That is, until it too fails. There is a cost to all of this, and let me assure you, delaying the payment is no longer an option. The rules of the market will extract its pound of flesh, and it won't be pretty. The current crisis elicits a lot of pessimism, and the pessimism adds to less confidence in the future. The two feed on themselves, making our situation worse. If the underlying cause of the crisis is not understood, we cannot solve our problems. The issue of warfare and welfare, deficits, inflationism and corporatism, bailouts and authoritarianism cannot be ignored. By only expanding these policies, we cannot expect good results. Everyone claims support for freedom, but too often it's for one's own freedom and not for others. Too many believe
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require. And are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, we're normally the heart of the resistance, but I bet money I could walk outside of my South Texas InfoWars Campus Command Center. There'd be helicopters in the air with billionaire bankers with stolen derivative money, mile high with their hooker girlfriends and bimbos. I mean, literally, you walk outside, it's like 8-9 helicopters. At one time, Friday afternoon, I'm driving down the highway, and there's 8 helicopters over me. And I went up on a Mixmaster, and I could look all over Austin. There were just helicopters, like 40 of them, just swarming around everywhere. It was stolen taxpayer money, most of it. Literally, go look at who's doing it. The whole stinking thing's paid for by taxpayers. Enough of that. It just really makes me angry. Getting back to Ron Paul, we were busy listening to Ron Paul, and I was telling him a story. I'll tell it now since I'm on air. I mentioned it Friday, and my mother heard it, of all people. And I'm not bragging that I'm some great guy. I love Aerosmith, like him since I was a kid. Aerosmith, quite a few of them are listeners, and Joe Perry dedicated his last solo album to me. You can look it up. I'm not bragging. It's just that it's a fact. And they invited me out to be backstage and front seat Formula One tickets. So I'm busy telling John and Wes and Dan out there, yeah, you know, I bet the listeners think that I'm just mad I'm not in the helicopters and mad that I'm not at Formula One. They'll never know. And meanwhile, Ron Paul goes to break. So we didn't have any music going out to break, but I'm sure you'll survive. And that's my point. I've been at Hollywood parties with the A-listers, and it's nothing. I want freedom. That's what I'm lusting after. I'm not bragging, hey, Alex Jones, I'm a big shot, too. These globalist bankers, why do they have billions of stolen dollars and still want to prance around like peacocks? And I'm not knocking Aerosmith. I mean, they play music. They play to crowds. Great music. I think that's fine. Crowds aren't bad. It's these globalist events. It's these globalist events we're talking about, and that's why I couldn't go to Formula One, because I just can't be around these New World Order people. If I'm behind the scenes in the front row boxes, and I see a Rothschild or a Rockefeller or royalty, British royalty, I didn't tell Aerosmith this, but I'm saying it now on the air so they'll hear it, their listeners, I can't control myself. So you know what? I leave. I was at a steakhouse, and Karl Rove was there giggling and laughing and talking about lying to people for like an hour. He lives here in Austin. And I just got up and left. You know what? People are there to eat at the steakhouse. They don't want a distraction. I'm leaving. So that's it. Let's go back to Ron Paul and his historic farewell address, and we'll come back with more Ron Paul, and then I will play our little F1 report that Jakari Jackson filed. Here it is.
Some decide what and whose freedoms to be limited. These are the politicians whose goal in life is power. Their success depends on gaining support from special interests. We don't need more isms. The great news is the answer is not to be found in more isms. The answers are to be found in more liberty, which costs so much less. Under these circumstances, spending goes down, wealth production goes up, and the quality of life improves. Just this recognition, especially if we move in this direction, increases optimism, which in itself is beneficial. The follow-through with sound policies are required, which must be understood and supported by the people. But there is good evidence that the generation coming of age at the present time is supportive of moving in the direction of more liberty and self-reliance. The more this change in direction and the solutions become known, the quicker will be our return to optimism. Our job, for those of us who believe that a different system than the one that we have had for the last 100 years has driven us to this unsustainable crisis, is to be more convincing that there is a wonderful, uncomplicated, and moral system that provides the answers. We had a taste of it in our early history. We need not give up on the notion of advancing this cause. It worked. But we allowed our leaders to concentrate on the material abundance that freedom generates while ignoring freedom itself. Now we have neither, but the door is open out of necessity for an answer. The answer available is based on the Constitution, individual liberty, in prohibiting the use of government force to provide privileges and benefits to all special interests. After over 100 years, we face a society quite different from the one that was intended by the founders. In many ways, their efforts to protect future generations with the Constitution from this danger has failed. Skeptics at the time of the Constitution was written in 1787 warned us of today's possible outcome. The insidious nature of the erosion of our liberties and the reassurance our great abundance gave us allowed the process to evolve into a dangerous period in which we now live. Dependency on government largesse. Today, we face a dependency on government largesse for almost every need. Our liberties are restricted, and government operates outside the rule of law, protecting and rewarding those who buy or coerce government into satisfying their demands. Here are a few examples. Undeclared wars are commonplace. Welfare for the rich and poor is considered an entitlement. The economy is overregulated, overtaxed, and grossly distorted by a deeply flawed monetary system. Debt is growing exponentially. The Patriot Act and FISA legislation passed without much debate have resulted in a steady erosion of our Fourth Amendment rights. Tragically, our government engages in preemptive war, otherwise known as aggression, with no complaints from the American people. The drone warfare we are pursuing worldwide is destined to end badly for us as the hatred builds for innocent lives lost and the international laws flaunted. Once we are financially weakened and militarily challenged, there will be a lot of resentment thrown our way. It's now the law of the land that the military can arrest American citizens, hold them indefinitely without charges or a trial. Rampant hostility toward free trade is supported by a large number in Washington. Supporters of sanctions, currency manipulation, and WTO trade retaliation call the true free traders isolationists. Sanctions are used to punish countries that don't follow our orders. Bailouts and guarantees of all kind of misbehavior are routine. Central economic planning through monetary policy, regulations, and legislative mandates has been acceptable policy. I have a few questions. Excessive government has created such a mess, it prompts many questions. Why are sick people who use medical marijuana put in prison? Why does the federal government restrict the drinking of raw milk? Why can't American manufacturers rope and other products from hemp? Why are Americans not allowed to use gold and silver as legal tender as mandated by the Constitution? Why is Germany concerned enough to consider repatriating their gold held by the Fed for her in New York? Is it that the trust in the U.S. and dollar supremacy beginning to wane? Why do our political leaders believe it's necessary to thoroughly audit? Why do our political leaders believe it's unnecessary to thoroughly audit our own gold? Why can't Americans decide which type of light bulbs they can buy? Why is it the TSA permitted to abuse the rights of any American traveling by air? Why should there be mandatory sentences, even up to life, for crimes without victims, as our drug laws require? Why have we allowed the federal government to regulate commodes in our homes? Why is it political suicide for anyone to criticize AIPAC? Why haven't we given up on the drug war since it's an obvious failure and violates the people's rights?
All right, let's stop right there.
Nobody
knows. We're going to go to break and come back with the rest of his whys. And he does ask, why is it political suicide to criticize AIPAC? Whether you love Israel or hate what Israel's doing, it is true that that is one of the few special interests that if you don't endorse them, they come after you. And I think that's wrong, because AIPAC represents a foreign power. All right, when we get back, we'll continue with his why, one of the most powerful parts of the speech. We've only gotten to like half of it. He gets into world government and how America's been hijacked and taken over in his conclusion. The full video is at InfoWars.com. Stay with us. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at Infowars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21 by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
I don't mean to be nosy, but do you have the 37 food items you can't get in the coming disaster and may not survive without? As you already know, something big is about to hit the U.S., and you have got to be prepared. Did you know that your local grocery store only keeps a 3-day supply of food on hand? So if there's any interruption in our fragile food supply chain or even a hint of a crisis, then the 3-day supply at your local grocery store will be gobbled up by the mob in minutes, and you and your family could be in serious trouble. That's why my friend just created a free video at 37items.com that reveals the 37 critical items you should hoard now before it's too late. Go watch the important video at 37items.com to discover the 37 things you can't buy after a disaster and may not survive without. I'm not sure how long the video will be online, so go to 37items.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's 37items.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, the Ron Paul speech is 49 minutes long. I'm going to be technical, 48 minutes, 51 seconds. And maybe on Thanksgiving, I'll air the whole thing, or Friday. I think I'm taking off next Friday, too, but with the weekday show, because it's so important. But I want to play the whole thing, be able to analyze it, talk about it. We'll take 2 hours to cover his speech. We'll tape a show, an original show for Friday. I'm going to do that tomorrow after my show. After the weekday show, I'm gonna tape a whole show for Friday, or at least 2 hours. It'll take 2 hours with all the breaks and my comments to air this whole Ron Paul speech. I got a whole bunch of other stuff I want to get to, but here is Ron Paul continuing with why. Why does our country, land of the free, home of the brave, do this?
Is it political suicide for anyone to criticize AIPAC? Why haven't we given up on the drug war since it's an obvious failure and violates the people's rights? Has nobody noticed that the authorities can't even keep drugs out of the prisons? How can making our entire society a prison solve the problem? Why do we sacrifice so much getting necessarily involved in border disputes and civil strife around the world and ignore the root cause of the most dangerous, deadly border in the world, the one between Mexico and the United States? Why does Congress willingly give up its prerogatives to the executive branch? Why is changing the party in power never change policy? Could it be that the views of both parties are essentially the same? Why did the big banks, the large corporations, and foreign banks and foreign central banks get bailed out in 2008 and the middle class lost their jobs and their homes? Why do so many in the government and the federal officials believe that creating money out of thin air creates wealth? Why do so many accept the deeply flawed principle that government bureaucrats and politicians can protect us from ourselves without totally destroying the principle of liberty? Why can't people understand that war always destroys wealth and liberty? Why is there so little concern for the executive order that gives the president authority to establish a kill list, including American citizens, of those targeted for assassination? Why is patriotism thought to be blind loyalty to the government and the politicians who run it, rather than loyalty to the principles of liberty and support for the people? Real patriotism is a willingness to challenge the government when it's wrong.
Amen.
Why is it claimed that if people won't or can't take care of their own needs, that people in government are able to do it for them? Why did we ever give the government a safe haven for initiating violence against the people? Why do so many members defend free markets but not civil liberties? Why do so many members defend civil liberties but not free markets? Aren't they the same? Why don't more defend both economic liberty and personal liberty? Why are there not more individuals who seek to intellectually influence others to bring about positive changes, those who seek power changes, than those who seek power to force others to obey their commands? Why does the use of religion to support a social gospel and preemptive wars, both of which require authoritarians to use violence or the threat of violence, go unchallenged? Aggression and forced redistribution of wealth has nothing to do with the teachings of the world's great religions. Why do we allow the government and the Federal Reserve to disseminate false information dealing with both economic and foreign policy? Why is democracy held in such high esteem when it's the enemy of the minority and makes all rights relative to the dictates of the majority? Why should anyone be surprised that Congress has no credibility, since there's such a disconnect between what politicians say and what they do? Is there any explanation for all the deception, the unhappiness, the fear of the future, the loss of confidence in our leaders, the distrust and the anger and frustration? Yes, there is. And there's a way to reverse these attitudes. The negative perceptions are logical and a consequence of bad policies bringing about our problems. Identification of the problems and recognizing the cause allow the proper changes to come easily. We should have more trust in ourselves, less in the government. Too many people have for too long placed too much confidence and trust in government and not enough in themselves. Fortunately, many are now becoming aware of the seriousness of the gross mistakes of the past several decades. The blame is shared by both political parties. Many Americans now are demanding to hear the plain truth of things and want the demagoguing to stop. Without this first step, solutions are impossible. Seeking the truth and finding the answers in liberty and self-reliance promotes the optimism necessary for restoring prosperity. The task is not that difficult if politics doesn't get in the way.
That's right.
We have allowed ourselves to get into such a mess for various reasons.
All right. I will air the entire speech with my commentary coming up during the week. We aired about half of it, or close to half of it. Look, I want to do a whole piece with Ron Paul's speech, showing video and articles over everything he talks about so people can see, illustrated with images, what he's talking about backed up. I was talking to a Ron Paul insider just a few days ago, and he was telling me about three big things Ron Paul's going to do as soon as he's out of the Congress, which is in the next month. And it's going to be very, very exciting. I'll just leave it at that. But certainly going to be big news when it comes out. But I would say this. He calls the drug war a failure. And I know Ron Paul's been on the show. He's given speeches saying the CIA brings in most of the drugs. It's not a failure. We have the largest prison population in the world. They made the drugs illegal to keep the price up. They arrest the low-level dealers, but the users go out and rob houses, sell their bodies, you name it, to be able to pay 100 times what the drug should cost to attain it. It's just criminal business people that figured out by making things illegal, they can make larger profits off of it. So decriminalize now. That will shut all this down. Why torture? Why are we saying torture is good, but we can't trust North Korea because they torture? Why is the government spending $20 billion a year plus, admittedly, paying to put anti-gun, anti-family, pro-Obamacare messages in the media? If you didn't know that, if you wonder why every sitcom or drama has anti-gun, anti-male, pro-socialism, pro-abortion messages, your tax money pays for that. You're being brainwashed by state-run media. And he calls it state-run media, but I wanted to flesh out what Ron Paul meant by state-run media run by authoritarian psychopaths. He says that in the speech coming up. Also, why is CPS, according to the Justice Department's own numbers, Child Protective Services, 5 to 7 times more likely to physically or sexually abuse kids? Why aren't they under scrutiny for that? Well, they're the government, of course. We roll over and think government's God in America today. We think the American virtue is groveling to uniforms, groveling to bureaucrats, groveling to weird people with crazed looks on their faces. You can't wait to grab our kids and take them to some dungeon and rape them. I mean, that's what we've become. Why is our government funding Al-Qaeda? I mean, it's in the L.A. Times and dozens of other papers that the CFR 2 months ago, big globalist group that runs America, said, the Bilderberg regional government, said, we need Al-Qaeda. We're going to use them against all these Shiite and secular Muslim countries. Our government is putting Al-Qaeda in to wreck these countries while using the threat of Al-Qaeda to take our rights. Again, I've said that 5 times tonight, but it's such a big deal. Why is the bankster occupational government funding Al-Qaeda? I'm against Al-Qaeda. And if you say I'm unpatriotic for not loving Al-Qaeda, then you can go to Hades. I'm done. I see through the globalists. It isn't hard. And why are we letting the globalists get us into deeper and deeper debt and signing us on to their derivatives? Iceland said no 2 years ago, and they arrested the banksters and found out 92% of the debt was not the country's debt. Their government ministers had signed them on to foreign debt that wasn't theirs. But again, the globalists created this fiat debt to sign us onto it. That's why they want to bankrupt us. That's why they doubled the number of people on food stamps the last 4 years. They want a dependent, lazy mass that loves the television, loves the media, and thinks Barack Obama's their friend when Barack Obama is a projection, a hologram, a front man, a globalist, a puppet. I will cover all this and more throughout the weekday show, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. If you don't have a local AM or FM in your area, we're over 140 affiliates now, XM 166. You can always listen to the free podcast at Infowars.com and watch the free video feeds that get posted on YouTube, or subscribe and see it all live at InfowarsNews.com. You can also subscribe and get our magazine and give it as a gift. Great job, crew. See you back tomorrow, Lord willing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.